the land to be reserved. The Lord would have the grounds about the school dedicated to him as his own schoolroom. We are located where there is plenty of land, and the grounds near the church should not be occupied with private houses. Those who believe the truth for this time are not all transformed in character. They are not all proper object lessons, for they do not represent the character of Christ. There are many who would be pleased to get close to the church and the school, who will not be helps but hindrances. They feel that they should be helped and favored. They do not appreciate the character and the situation of the work in which we are engaged. They do not understand how that all which has been done at Avondale has been accomplished with the hardest labor and the use of money given with sacrifice, or which must be paid back again to those from whom it was borrowed. Among those who will desire to settle at Avondale, there will be some who are filled with importance and anxiety about their own reputation. They are sensitive and cautious. These need to be converted, for they are far from standing where they can receive the blessing of the Lord. Satan tempts them to ask favors, which will only injure them if granted, and thus they bring anxiety to their brethren. The living principles of the Word of God need to be brought into the lives of many who now find no room for these principles. Those who are learning in the school of Christ will count every favor from God as too good for them. They will realize that they do not deserve all the good things which they receive, and they will count themselves happy. Their faces will express peace and rest in the Lord, for they have the word of God that he cares for them. Thus saith the Lord, "The heaven is my throne, and the earth is my footstool. Where is the house that ye build unto me? And where is the place of my rest? For all those things hath mine hand made, and all those things have been, saith the Lord. But to this man will I look, even to him that is of a poor and a contrite spirit, and that trembleth at my word." During the last days of 1898, we had many experiences to teach us what these words mean. My heart was greatly burdened, and matters were opened before me then in regard to the evils to arise from disposing of the land near the school to be occupied with dwelling houses. We seemed to be in a council meeting, and there stood one in our midst who was expected to help us out of our difficulties. The words which he spoke were plain and decided. "This land, by the appointment of God, is for the benefit of the school. You have had evidences of the working of human nature and what it will reveal under temptation. The more families that you settle around the school buildings, the more difficulties you throw in the way of teachers and students. The natural selfishness of the children of men is ready to spring into life if everything is not convenient for them. This land about the school is to be the school farm, and this farm is to occupy much more space than we have thought it would. Work in connection with study is to be done here according to the counsels given. Avondale is to be a philanthropic center. God's people in Australasia are to be moved upon by the Spirit of the Lord to give sympathy and means to support and encourage many charitable and benevolent enterprises, which shall teach the poor, the helpless, and the ignorant how to help themselves.